Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 61.
Thoughtful or playful?
A question for later, I think. But how's your week? And well, my week's been busy, but you first.
It's been fine. What did I do? Oh, I went with my sister and Alice and we went to look at the Christmas display windows at Selfridges.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. It's Disney themed. That was really fun.
Selfridges for people who don't know?
Oh, Selfridges is like a really huge department store, but like a more upmarket one. Yeah. So it's expensive. Like that is where you will find all the designer stuff. And they have like a food hall with the most expensive items of food you could ever imagine.
Decadent.
Yes.
Right.
But yeah, so they have multiple windows all the way along because it's a really huge building. And those kind of shops like Harrods and Liberty's and all those kind of big, posh, expensive places do Christmas displays. And these ones were Disney themed, which was really cute. So much so that we are going to go back in a couple of weeks in the evening to see them in the dark. Cause it's, you know, much nicer in the dark. We just wanted to go see it. So we did that. And then the rest of the week has just been boring stuff. I've just got back from taking Penny to the vet. But other than that,
there was the saga of the packages while I was away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was just, you were away for 2 days and I just happened to have a lot of packages either needing to be collected or delivered on the one day, the main day that you weren't here, which is just
typical.
So unlikely. But we sorted it out. It was.
Well, at one point you thought someone had taken it, didn't you?
I thought someone had taken our package because I got sent a picture showing a man standing outside our front gate holding my two packages. And I was like, I know that's not me. But thankfully we have a camera that points out of our kitchen window that covers most of our front garden. So I was able to see that he was actually one delivery driver delivering one package and was still in our front garden whilst the second delivery driver came to deliver the packages. So he got the first one to pose for the picture and then took the packages and put them in the bush.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
which is actually kind of smart thinking.
It kind of is, but also packages get stolen around here all the time. Now, it was kind of behind a wall and stuffed in, so it's not the end of the world, and I was home within half an hour and it was okay.
Yeah.
And they were wrapped in plastic, so that was okay because it was raining.
Yeah. Good job.
But there is, yeah, a big issue in London in general, but of people
stealing packages.
Should we call
them package poachers?
I think they are called that, you know.
Well, it would make sense.
We once had a package stolen. Do you remember? It was left under our doormat.
Yep.
It was an Amazon package left under our doormat. And we watched on the camera. I watched this guy go past, come back.
You clocked it.
Furtively. He looked up and down. He went up around somewhere else. He came back and then very carefully, like, came in, took the package and off he went. And the stupid thing was, it was a bag of dried guinea pig food. So he's gone through all of that to steal a package that was guinea pig food.
That's karma.
Yeah.
I hope he loved it. Scoffed
really,
it down
really
for dinner.
Really, really stupid.
Put it on your brand flakes, mate.
Yeah. But you've had a much more exciting week, so
I have had a really, really good week this
week. Tell yours.
So on Sunday, I went to Bristol for a conference. And I went to kind of just support my friend who was talking at the conference. Last year, I went to the same conference, but to present. But this year, I wasn't there presenting. And it was really great. Had a lovely few days. So I went up on the Sunday and had dinner with my friend. And on the Monday, the talk was the thing. And then I saw lots of other people that I wasn't sure I would see. And in the evening, two other friends drove down from who lived close by and went to dinner with them. And on Tuesday, the day that I was coming back, I spent all morning and afternoon up until about 3 p.m. playing the Native Instruments keyboard that I have here, but the smaller version of that, to demonstrate for people, because there was a place called the Accessibility Zone in this conference. And so I had my laptop with me. I didn't bring a keyboard, but I kind of auto-volunteered myself to go and man this stand and to show people what Complete Control is capable of. Now, I had a bit of a fanboy moment on day two, the Tuesday, because I was told that one of the companies that I love very much, XLN Audio, that make Addictive Drums 2 and a bunch of other things, was at the conference. And so they got directed my way, and they introduced themselves, and I went a bit starry-eyed, I think. And I was playing their product as they came over, so they got to hear me playing drums, you know, one of my favorite things. So I got to meet them, we swapped email addresses, and they sent me a brand new kit, which came out the day after I got home. So I had a play with that yesterday, so that was cool. So it was a really cool time, and that was one of the highlights of the conference, getting to meet these people whose software I've been using since 2007 and enjoying it very much. So pretty
you
crazy.
You got to catch up with lots of people, didn't you?
I caught up a lot of people. Yep, my friend from Native Instruments as well. And I came home with him, actually, because we got on the same train. So we chatted all the way down. And I surprised you by coming home early.
Yeah, you always do that. Not the coming home early, but I always say, if I don't speak to you for the rest of the day, just let me know that you're on the train and, you know, everything's okay. And then you never do. You just arrive.
Turn up and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am. Yeah.
I surprised Alice because she thought it was you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's you weren't fine. Supposed to be here for a while.
Nope. I actually got home before my train was supposed to leave.
Yeah.
Like half an hour before the train was supposed to leave, I was already back in the house. So that was really nice. Yeah. And I slept a lot.
What, since then you have?
Yeah.
You were super tired.
But I feel much better today. I feel rested. And well, tomorrow will be an interesting day. I'm not looking forward to it, but we'll see how that goes.
It won't be that bad.
We'll have more to tell you about that next week. And I should probably tell you all my builder stories. But yeah, remind me in a week.
Next week's episode.
Yeah. Horrible things, builders, mostly. So what's your quiz for the week then? Or what was last week?
So last week's question was, which two countries have never missed the Olympics?
I do not know.
Any guesses?
Not at all. There's too many countries.
Mm. Britain and Greece.
Britain, really? Mm. Wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. And Greece. Is where the Olympics started.
It started, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Never knew that.
So for this week we have,
yes,
along a similar vein, kind of, which two languages have the most words?
Oh, wow. That is fun.
Yeah.
I can think of one, but I could be wrong anyway. I think maybe one time we should have to do like the longest words.
Well, there's that word... The place name, I think it's in Wales.
Well, there's Wales, but there's also a very, very long place name, and I think Maori.
Yeah.
Which is very, very, very difficult to say.
Yeah.
Lots of them are. And Finnish has some mad long words, as does German.
I saw a really interesting video the other day that was a woman who is either a doctor or training to be a doctor in Germany.
Yeah.
And she was saying about these three words, if you want to know how to... right, and they were medical terms.
Yeah.
And honestly, they look like an entire sentence in one word.
That's German. They often do like a lot of compound words.
It was just crazy. I couldn't even tell you how many letters because like she wrote it and not sort of in block letters. It was all joined up together. So I couldn't actually tell you how many letters, but it took up like half of a page of an A4. It was so huge.
In English, we have the word brailler, right? Brailler is what you use to write braille, like a typewriter.
Yeah.
In German, they call it Punktschriftmaschine, which is basically, translates to points writing machine. And it's not hyphenated. It is all one word.
Yeah. They don't separate. They just put it all together.
Yeah. So some words in German are just stonkingly long.
They really are.
And then you have to work out.
Books must be so long then.
Where they break. If they do.
Poor Alice, who's learning German at school.
I'll have to ask her if she knows how to say that in German.
Probably not. She's only just started.
Show it to her and they'd be like, right. Some of the German street names, by the way, very, very difficult. Native Instruments HQ is in Berlin on a street name that I could not say even if I was drunk. It's really difficult. I don't know how you do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh dear. And I see it on the end of all their emails and it's just like, whoa, what is this? What is happening? It is crazy. But yeah, that's wild. So, what's the thing? What's the crack, as they say?
So, we haven't done it for a long time, but we did at least one episode, no?
Yeah, maybe we two? Did.
One episode? With these Talking Hearts cards.
Which are cool.
Yeah, so on one side you have a playful question and on the other side you have a thoughtful question. And it's just, you know, between couples to get you talking, I guess. So we thought we would...
Which we do every week, right here.
We do. We do also talk the rest of the time.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, so we thought we would go through a few of those. So you are going to choose whether you... want it to be a thoughtful or a playful question.
Okay, well.
I will choose the card.
Let's do the opposite of the beginning of the title. So let's do playful first.
Okay. So the first one is, when you were younger, what did you save your money to buy?
Oh, wow. You know what? I would save money and I would get my mum to take me to the pound shop on Portobello Market and I would buy whatever tat I felt like. And she would usually try to stop me.
Yeah.
Because
kids just want to do that, don't they? You're just desperate to spend your pocket money or whatever it is. And parents are always like, oh, why don't you save it for something? But that's really hard when you're a child.
It is. And I remember getting I did get some really cool things, actually, over the years. There was one thing I wanted, but I could never afford it. It was like stupid. It recorded what was around it for a few seconds and then repeated it in a higher voice. It was a bit like a silly
parrot. Oh, yes. Thing. Yeah, yeah.
But it was in the pound shop. And I was disappointed.
And it wasn't a pound?
Wasn't a pound. Like, come on.
Shocking.
Why do you do this to me?
Yeah, that's not.
So there was that. That was kind of it because there was nothing else around that I would have wanted as such.
Yeah, I don't really remember saving in that, I want to save up my money to buy X, Y, and Z. I can't think at all. That's really bad, isn't it? No.
Not like a dollar or a...
I mean, I'm sure I must have, but no. We didn't really tend to get money, as a present or anything like that. We would just get... if someone gave us money, they would be given to my mum and dad and then they would buy a gift. So I don't know. Maybe when I was older...
I did like to buy the snow cones or slush puppies. There was a lady called Bessie and she was near the church outside our old house in the square and she had a portable trolley. I think I've mentioned it in the podcast before.
Yeah.
And if I had a couple of pounds, I would go and get a cup from her. Loved that.
Mm-hmm.
She was wonderful. Jamaican lady as well. Man. Just nice. The memories. You miss people when you think about them like that.
Yeah.
But okay, anytime she'd see me, she'd say hi, me and mum.
Aw.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
And there was a particular sound, it was very rhythmical, of the crushing ice. She did it all by hand, no machine.
That's so amazing.
She used I don't know what you call it, but a crusher.
I think it is just called an ice crusher.
Yeah. And then she'd put it in one of those, plastic cups that you buy in bulk.
And pour the sauce over. And all the colouring and stuff.
And I got to pick whatever I wanted.
Nice.
Three different sauces at one point. Oh, so good.
That is cool.
She was lovely.
Want to move on?
Go ahead.
So are we doing thoughtful this time?
Your
or
turn.
Or do you want to stick?
It's your turn.
No, I'm picking the cards randomly. You're choosing the thoughtful, playful.
No, I'll tell you what. You shuffle and pick a card for me. Yeah.
All right.
And then you can pick a side.
All right.
It's fun.
Okay.
What are you giving me?
Well, one of the questions about a tattoo, so I don't really think that's applicable. So we won't do that one.
No, I'm not Johnny. I don't have tattoos.
Johnny?
From Friday Night.
Oh, Friday Night Dinner. What is currently going well in your life?
The podcast that I do with my wife weekly. It's called Strangecast. Maybe you've heard of it. You can hear it on all different podcast platforms and I love it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to, I think, get back into music again. Because I haven't wanted to do anything for myself recently. But I've been playing a lot of sounds and feeling like maybe something may be coming at some point. I don't know. But it's been, 2 years since I really felt motivated to do anything for me. And I want that to change.
Mm.
And I did my first live stream since January last Saturday as well. Three hours long. That was good. I'm going to do more. I know I said that last time, but I feel in the groove again. So I want to rectify that. So that's been fun.
Good.
Because I like the live interaction.
Yeah, like, you do. You
pre-record, pre-record is cool, but there's no one to talk to you.
Mm.
So I think I like the idea of sitting down and talking to the universe and having them talk to me.
Yeah.
So if I sort my camera out before Saturday, I may do another one.
Sounds good.
What about you? What's going well in your life?
What is going well in my life? Well, I mean...
When you say it like that, you have to really think about it.
What is going well? Well, because you want to say, well, I'm so grateful for everything in my life. So I would say, you know, but one thing I did think about the other day is that I am really lucky and grateful that actually this year I've been able to go to so many different events.
Yeah.
So theatre things, shows, concerts. Like this year, I think I've been to more things than ever.
Yeah.
And I've still got a few things coming up for the rest of the year, which I'm really excited about.
Nice.
So I'd say just, going out and doing things a bit more has definitely been a good thing.
Definitely. I like that. All right. So the next card is going to be thoughtful then.
Mm-hmm. When do you feel the most jealous of other people and why?
Oh wow, that is deep.
That's what it is. You chose the thoughtful. When do you feel jealous of people?
Oh wow, I'm not even sure of the answer because I try never to do that because I know how toxic it is. Although I did have a dream the other day that someone was being like all talked up. And it was an event that I put on and I was annoyed and I woke up annoyed because I wasn't.
So I guess you'd be jealous/annoyed if somebody was getting the recognition that you deserved.
In an event that I put on.
Yeah.
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 But that's not
real. But that's a hypothetical question.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's difficult.
I think we both... Although, you know, everybody has their moments, but I think we both try and be really grateful for what we have.
Yeah, definitely.
In whatever platform that might be.
I think it's important to try and recognize the goodness in things.
Mm.
Because oftentimes, it's like Amazon reviews. When you're feeling bad or when you look up a product, you will find the worst reviews. The people that are happy with it, they're not going to talk about it necessarily.
No. Yeah, because we were talking about that, weren't we, for reviews of, you know, holidays or,
right,
you know, stuff like that. People will very rarely do positive reviews. It's mostly the negative
for every, people focus on. I would say, for every 10 bad reviews, there's 2 good reviews or 1.
Definitely.
Like the ratio, you know?
Yeah. And jealousy just comes across as such a...
negative trait.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say maybe more envious than jealous.
Yeah, envious.
There are things that you... I think I would only just say that for those people who maybe financially are more secure.
Yeah.
Then, you know, but that's not like envious against that specific person. It's just in general. It would be nice not to have to worry. But then everybody has that. So I don't know. It's a really tricky one.
You can be making a crap ton of money, but you spend a crap ton of your money on a mortgage or fixing doors or radiators or getting a safe fitted to hold your crap ton of money. I don't know. Anything could happen, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the more you have, the more you have to spend.
Yeah.
Oftentimes.
Mm. Let's move on because I can't think of anything else for this one.
All right.
It's really hard. Okay, so I'm going to pick a random card for you and I have to choose, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's do playful.
Go on then.
It's so weird. If you were a wrestler, what would your entrance song be?
Wow. And as someone who plays music but doesn't know, like, a lot of popular... Yeah. That's so weird. Maybe just something very generic, like, "We Would Rock You, We Will Rock You."
Yeah.
It's lazy, but it works.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a really good fight song. And I could, like, just...
You need something that, like, gears everybody up and...
And that does. It's a great song, too.
Think of...
"You a Wrestler" just makes me laugh.
"He is a wrestler." I know.
The, "Wrestle, like, them with kindness."
The absolute least aggressive person.
Yeah, go on. Smile at them. Let them capitulate.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something like the Macarena.
That's wicked. I like that.
So that will be mine.
I told you about that song. Just makes me think of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like margarita, except it isn't.
Yeah.
But anytime I hear that, I just think pizza.
Yeah.
All right, then. Give me another. Okay. Oh, me pick. Right.
You pick which one.
Let's do a playful.
Cool. Playful. Time freezes for everyone but us for one day. What would we do?
What would we do?
For a whole day.
For a whole day. Well,
and let's take out, like, traveling as being an issue. So say you could go anywhere and do anything in the entire world.
That's money's no object.
Yeah, money's no object, time, you know, all of that stuff, as in, like, getting to the place.
I think it would be really cool to go up the Burj Khalifa, right? And for you to take all the pictures at the top, massive views everywhere.
Okay.
Because I want to go up that building anyway.
Yeah.
Just, like, one of the tallest, if not, it might be the tallest at the moment, but it won't be for long, I think. Buildings in the world, and I've always wanted to go, but I don't really think Dubai is my kind of thing.
No, I don't think it's...
So I'd go if someone else funded it. I'm not going on my own.
No.
But I'd love to do that.
Okay, that's a good one.
What would you do?
Well, I'm assuming if everyone has frozen, so will all the animals. So I think I'd like to go and walk around a safari where all the animals are.
And you wouldn't have a monkey in the back of the car.
Yeah, I won't have a monkey in the back of the car.
This is a TV reference, by the way.
And, you know, I can go and stroke a lion and he won't eat me.
Yeah.
Or...
Wouldn't it suck if time unfroze as you did it?
Yeah. But no, you see, in this world, when this happens, 30 seconds before time freezes, you automatically get transported back to your home. Because otherwise you would just be left wherever, wouldn't you? So that can't be possible.
It's a Cinderella vibe.
Exactly. So you just, like, back into your house. So it would be fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
That works.
So I'd go and stroke all the animals that I want to stroke that I can't because they will eat me. And then we'll go and take pictures of the building for you. Or from the building.
We did this last time, but I would love all of you to answer these in the comments.
Yeah, or just pick one that you...
That you want to answer.
One that you like, yeah.
Because I think freezing time is so cool.
It is. It's like, do you remember that TV show when we were kids, Bernard's Watch?
Yes, a bit.
That was... Bernard had a, like, a stopwatch, but one of those really old-fashioned ones.
Yeah.
That you clicked the top and that would freeze time.
Pause it.
So, yeah.
It's like a chronograph.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, then.
Another one?
Go on then.
So this is me choosing, right? I think.
No, it's me, isn't it?
Is it you?
Right. It's
you, sorry.
It's thoughtful then.
What makes you feel nervous no matter how many times you do it?
The beginnings of gigs. Just the beginnings. Mm. Because the minute, well, walking onto the stage and getting sat down is tricky. It doesn't matter the gig, right? There's always that go around the keyboard the right way. Because I have my stuff set up a very specific way, right? My laptop is always on the right side. Mm-hmm. And if someone who doesn't really pay attention tries to take me around that way, I'm going to trip over my amp and kill things.
Yeah.
They have to go take me around the other way. 99% of people know this. Jake knows this. And it's just the initial sit down and try not to lean over the keyboard and, like, smack my fingers down on a bunch of keys because it'll be noisy at the front of the house. And then everybody laugh. So... Oftentimes, before I get off, I'll turn down the sound card so it doesn't happen. But it's easy to forget. And so there's that kind of initial stage fright thing. But then when the groove gets going, I'm absolutely fine. And I don't know why I was nervous in the first place.
Yeah.
Happens
before everything. But I think everybody does. You know, all musicians and singers and band members, like all of that, I think they would say the exact same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
So that makes sense.
But it's a very short period of time, you know?
Yeah.
Because I love being on stage. I love performing and stuff.
Yeah,
but that initial, like, oh, heart's beating. Is it going to go wrong? Am I going to hit the right first opening chord if I'm the opener for the track or whatever?
And then it goes well and you're like, hooray!
Yeah. And the amount of times I've told you, I just don't feel this gig. And then I come home and say, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you do that.
So many times, that's right?
Funny. Yep.
What about you? I could guess one for you, but you tell me anyway.
I mean, everything makes me nervous, so... I'm such a worrier anyway. One thing most recently that has come up is visiting the kids' school.
Oh, yeah.
So there was an event which actually I didn't end up going to.
Nope.
Because it turned out to be rubbish. So we didn't go. But it had been booked and planned for me to go to for like 3 or 4 weeks. And the week... So we were planning to go on the Thursday. And honestly, from the Monday, it was sitting there in my chest. Like I knew it was coming. And every day I was thinking about it. And every night I was going to sleep thinking. And it's really stupid because it wasn't anything that I had to do. It was just to go and sit, have a tour around the school, listen to some teachers talk about things. Like it was nothing major. And I've been to the school multiple times now for various different things. And still, it evokes the same feelings.
Oh, yeah. What was the full question again? Because I was thinking of something.
It was, what makes you feel nervous no matter how many times you do it?
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer this a different way as well. It ties into tomorrow. Builders coming to the house.
Yeah.
We will talk on what happens next week. But basically tomorrow, they're coming to fit... A new smoke alarm in the kitchen and update the existing ones.
And fit one in the living room, apparently.
Right. Mm. And I hate any kind of work like this in my place because I've had bad experience with the builders. I will tell you more about that because maybe tomorrow we'll add to it. Maybe it won't. But I don't being home alone when builders come. Mm. So I always try to rearrange visits for when you're here. Because I feel vulnerable in my own home, and you should never feel vulnerable in your own home.
Yeah.
And we have some stories, don't we?
Yes, that will be next week.
Yeah.
I have just thought of another one.
Yeah.
Phone calls. I hate making phone calls.
You do?
Absolutely. Just awful. And I don't mean like to you or my mum or my sister or my best friend, like anybody like that, but anything...
Outside the norm.
Do you remember back in the day where if you wanted a takeaway, you'd have to ring up?
Yeah, of course.
I would probably never, ever, ever have a takeaway. Because the thought of having to call up and order it would just be too horrendous.
Well.
So it just wouldn't ever happen.
We'd be more healthy.
We don't have that many takeaways.
No.
Or to ring a cab.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before apps were everything.
Yeah, I remember those days.
But yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Should we do one more?
Yeah, and then you can do a fun thing.
Okay, one more.
It's your turn.
My turn.
I think these are actually really cool, by the way.
This is kind of a similar vibe to what Jake and I were talking about yesterday. If you had a time machine, would you travel to the past to meet your ancestors or to the future to meet your descendants?
Oh, I think that's so unfair.
Because you'd want to do both.
I'd want to do both.
Well, you got to pick. The question
I can't
says,
I'm going to drink tea first. You pick.
Me pick. I kind of think I would want to go back because if I went forward and things were bad, it would upset me. So I think I would rather not know what is going to happen and know what has already happened because I can't do anything about that. That's been and gone and, you know, it's done.
That's fair because if you go forward, you find out when all the people you love
exactly.
And no longer there to love.
Yeah. And what if you get to that point and then you find out like, you know, this awful thing happened and then these people were really unhappy and then they didn't have, any other family or all that kind of stuff. Like, it would just be really heartbreaking if things didn't work out well for your descendants. So
that's a good point, because you would never be able to unknow that.
No. And that would just be, really horrible.
Good call.
No, I would definitely go back and see, I don't know, maybe as far back as you could go.
I would like to re-talk to my great-grandmother Joyce, because I did know her when I was young. Like, she died when I was cognizant. I don't remember how old I was. Mm. Maybe 9, 10, 11. Like, she lived long enough for me to have known her. But I can't remember her as such now.
Yeah, so you see, you go back.
So it'd be interesting to talk to her about her life and the things she used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would love to go back to London when, like, my grandparents and stuff came over to see how different it was.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go back to the smelly 1800s and the Victorian era and all the horse crap everywhere. No, not really interested in that.
See, I want to go back just to see what it's like.
You'd go for 5 minutes and you...
Yeah. I wouldn't go and stay anywhere. I'd just want to go and see these things for myself. That's...
I'd like to go on an old steam train.
Yeah.
The early double-deck buses in London.
But you could only go on them if your family was on them, because that's the
my
point.
Uncle Morris was a conductor when he
came
over.
Oh, there you go. You could go visit him.
Yep. I think he was a conductor in the 50s and 60s. Up until, like, the early 2000s, I think. So a long time.
That's cool.
If I'm not mistaken. But he came over from Barbados, and I think he almost walked straight into that job, if memory serves.
Wow.
I'd have to ask him.
That's really cool.
I flew back on the plane with him from Barbados in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tall guy. Very interesting. But yeah, that's a good question, actually. Future or past?
We'll have to ask the kids that question.
Yeah, you should. There you go. End on a thoughtful note.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a story for us, I think.
Yeah. Now, this story made me shudder when I read it first. It's about the world's biggest spider web being discovered. Yeah, I know. So it's a giant colonial spider web in a sulfuric cave on the border between Greece and Albania.
Wow.
And they think it's the largest ever found, built by spiders that they didn't believe actually liked the company of other spiders. So it's like multiple, I think at least two different types of spiders that have come together to create this.
Oh gosh.
And they believe that there are 111,000 spiders in this pitch black cave.
That is 111,001 too many.
Exactly.
No thanks.
It's horrible looking.
In a pitch black cave.
Yeah, in a pitch black cave.
How big is this web?
It stretches 1,140 square feet.
Oh, get out.
Or 106 square meters.
No, no more.
Along the wall of a narrow, low-ceilinged passage near the entrance of the cave.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't. I don't want anything to do with that.
I know. It sounds absolutely horrible, doesn't it?
Just take it away.
So yeah, there you go.
That is a spider information superhighway. 1994 reference. Right. With that terrifying thing. And it's not even Halloween anymore. I think I'm done. Are you done?
I'm done.
Great. I'm going to finish my cold tea now and edit this thing in terrified fascination. Next week, no title yet, but build the stories.
Yeah.
Including a guy that sucked up a huge piece of plaster wall with our vacuum cleaner and we didn't know about it, among other things. Thank you, as always, for listening. And stay well, stay safe, and don't have bad dreams about big, nasty spider webs. Take care.
Bye.